you join me backstage here at the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Hall, where the excitement is building. It's very busy as the musicians are getting ready to go on stage for this afternoon's rehearsal. And here is the chief conductor of the Royal Liverpool Phil, Vasily Petrenko. I stopped him in his tracks as he makes his way to his dressing room. Vasily, a very warm Classic FM welcome to you.
Good afternoon.
What a day, Vasily. 175 years to the day of the very first concert. Does it make you feel special to be part of this?
Of course. It's a huge part of history, one of the oldest orchestras in the world. And of course, to being a part of such a history, it's a big privilege and a big honor. But I think that history is history. We live now in present, and we also live for a future. So the orchestra now in a great shape, and we're looking forward to the future, to the bright future of Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra.
But the programme that you've chosen for tonight really does have an enormous resonance with the history of the orchestra, with replicating a programme from 100 years ago and the 75th anniversary.
And there also will be one piece as a surprise, which may replicate even the very first concert.
Can you tell us more?
No, you will listen to it in a concert.
Because the orchestra has changed fantastically in that 175 years, hasn't it?
The orchestra, of course, changed massively, but those pieces of music, the choice of it was very important because of its historical background, because of Mendelssohn played in the 100th anniversary, because of Beethoven 9th Symphony, but also to bring the choir to it, because choir is also a big part of the Philharmonic Society. And ode to the joy, what can be more joyful in such an anniversary day?
It is going to be so special, as you say. But looking forward then, your eyes are on the future. From here, how do you plan then the next, I don't know, 10, 25 years for this orchestra?
Well, first of all, this summer we hope to fully open the building after the massive refurbishment.
Because it's been extraordinary upheaval, hasn't it?
There will be new facilities, and I think it will make a massive boost for the orchestra. And for the future, who knows where it will lead us. But we're investing in our future. We're doing a harmony project. And it's already over 6 years for this project, Invest Everton. And the very young kids who were just starting by then, now they're growing up. Hopefully, in a few years, after going through the youth orchestra and after going through the Academy or College of Music, they will be part of the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra. So we're building up our future as a pyramid. And we hope that the audience and the city will support us at the same level or even at a better level in the future. We feel embraced by the city, but I think the links between, the bonds between the orchestra audience and the Merseyside can be even stronger.
So you see this 175th anniversary concert tonight very much as a launch pad for what's to come.
I see this anniversary as the first 175 years.
And we're looking forward to the next.
Yeah, I hope so. We're looking forward for the next foreseeable future, as we say.
Vasily, thank you very much.
Thank you. Enjoy.